The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
SiriusXM Sports Podcasts presents Mad Dog's Daily Bite with Christopher Russo.
And good afternoon, everybody!
Americans with their guns. Oh, my God. I got to have guns. All right, fine. This 18-year-old kid, good call, Drew. This 18-year-old kid who had all sorts of mental problems. Read the stories about him today in the Washington Post. I mean, his grandmother raised him, no father, mother on drugs, kicked out of the house. I mean, this is a disaster, this kid. All right? A disaster. And he walks into a sporting goods store. I said Dick's. They stopped selling assault weapons in 2019. It's amazing that a sports store sells assault weapons. I mean, it really is. That is so unbelievable. I can't even describe how. Why would anybody want an assault weapon? What do you think, Al-Qaeda's coming down the chimney? Why do you think anybody? But here's a kid who 2 weeks ago, on his 18th birthday, he went into a sporting goods store and walked out with two assault rifles. Now, that's wrong, all right? You should not be allowed to do that at 18 years of age. Now, if my kids did that and he came home with two assault rifles, I mean, he would be grounded forever and I would do what I have to do to, you know, to get him the psychiatric help, whatever the case might be. This kid didn't have any checks and balances. Nobody watched over him. So you have to have something, you got to have some sort of parameter where you can't allow a kid to walk in and the gun companies don't care because they want to make a fortune. So you can't have a guy walk into a store and buy two rifles. Yeah, I'll have those two assault ones over there. I don't need to hunt deer with them. I just want to hang them out in a closet. What? And you sell them two assault rifles? And then I got the Republicans tell me, blah, 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 blah. Nonsense. Nonsense. And most Republicans taking all that money from the NRA so they get elected and then they'd be holding the NRA. I don't want to hear from that either, including Milt Romney, who took $13 million. I don't want to hear a word. Here's the bottom line. The Republicans who fight this, it's over now. Okay? It's over. And I usually vote Republican. I'm usually right down the middle. But I'm over with this now. It's over. Okay, you guys out there thinking, well, you know what? What he wants to do? Background checks don't work. This doesn't work. Blah, blah, blah. Dee-dee-dee. Nonsense. Enough. Enough. It's over. If this doesn't change it, if we're going to go on our merry way, you know, shame on us now if we go on our merry way. The American citizen who's upset today. Shame on us if by next Tuesday all we care about is game one of the NBA final. You know what? There's somebody shot in. Oh, yeah, that's right, in Texas. When was that? Shame on us if that is our intent. And then I have all these politicians in Texas putting out condolence notes on the way to the NRA meeting in Houston. Really now? This is what you're doing. This is what you're doing, which is on Friday. This is what you're doing. What a bunch of phonies. Oh, my God. What a bunch of phonies. The same three guys who are going to the NRA meeting voted against tough gun laws in March. These guys. And then they want to act all, oh, my God, I can't believe this happened. What a terrible tragedy. Blah, blah, blah. Again, this is Russian roulette. Next time, this is going to happen in your kid's school. In your grandkids' school. And then you're going to sing a different tune. Then you're going to sing a different tune. Well, you know, then you're going to say, you know what? We got to do something. Because when it hits home, and it will to somebody, because this is, these are darts on a map. One time it's Buffalo. One time it's Aurora, Chicago. Another time it's Orlando. Let's do Milwaukee. You know, let's go out to LA. We'll do something there. Oh, how about Connecticut? Let's do something in Connecticut. Now we got a town in Texas. One of these days, that dart is going to fall on somebody who doesn't believe in gun control. It's going to fall in his neighborhood. One day. To me, it's not even, you know, to me, this is, and the idea, don't treat the kid. How does anybody know? That's what I'm hearing today. How does anybody know this kid is out there and needs treatment? He's in a small town in West Texas. He's got nobody. He's got no family. He's got a grandmother raising him. The kid's a disjointed, disconnected disaster. Yet we're supposed to treat him. How do we know he's even sick? We're looking at his computer. We're looking at his Instagram posts. No, we don't. We can't figure that out. But what we can prevent is him walking into a sporting goods store on his 18th birthday and walking out with two assault rifles. How does anybody even argue that?
Want more Chris Russo? Listen to Mad Dog Unleashed weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Mad Dog Sports Radio, Sirius XM Channel 82.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.